Park City Planning Commission meets a couple of hours early Wednesday, starting at 3:30 in the afternoon. City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says commissioners will take a break at 5 before reconvening at 5:30 to discuss Treasure Hill. This is one more meeting about Treasure with no staff report providing any background information.
The entire meat of the development agreement and the settlement agreement is with all of the attorneys. And there, as we've always talked, there's a bit of a firewall between me and the legal departments. With any luck, we will have our analysis ready for the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is meeting informally and not in a quorum with Community Development Director to talk over square footages and make sure that we're on the right track. So they're fully briefed. We met with Think and the applicants last week and the applicant's attorney. So in the background, there's a lot of discussions going forward.
Erickson reports that a lot of work has taken place. They're just not ready to release it yet.
Because of the time pressure that was negotiated with the city council and the applicant and the current landowner of a portion of the project, Park City 2, these negotiations are going on at the same time staff reports are being prepared. As I said, there's a lot of things going on in the background. Community Development Director Anne Laurent has virtually completed the negotiations about the size of the potential project that would happen after the buy down in terms of gross square footage and net square footage for all of the uses, which has been a very, very controversial issue with the Planning Commission for the last 18 months. We'll be rolling that out hopefully today as soon as the applicant and the city attorney's office has agreed to the data.
Meanwhile, planner Francisco Astorga is working on reviewing the project's conditional use criteria, including the big issues, traffic, mass and sizing, and excavation.
So that we can represent to the public how much of a reduction, a 50% reduction in density is.
He says they're not ready to release the final proposed number for the project, but says what will be included are 18 single-family homes and one 100 to 120-room hotel standing 4 to 5 stories tall.
Community Development Director Laurent is still calculating those numbers. I'm probably not comfortable in telling you all of them right now because they haven't been verified. But I expect a greater than 50% reduction in the square footage of the project.
So does that mean a 450,000 gross square footage?
It's probably not a good idea to pin me down on that number because we're still negotiating. But yes, I believe that it's less than the 50%.
A comparable project, he says, would be the Chateau at Deer Valley Silver Lake or the Hotel Park City's main building. The 18 single-family homes would likely have a maximum house size, probably about 5,500 square feet, plus a basement and garage.
They're controlled by the unit equivalent formula, and we've established a gross amount of square footage that would be allowed for each one of the units. We're currently negotiating whether or not, depending on the lot size, you could move square footage from one lot to another or whether you're at a fixed rate. Right now, the home sizes are going to be roughly consistent with the two larger homes that are accessed by a tunnel off of Upper Lowell Avenue.
The homes will have to meet the Historic District guidelines. The city is recruiting applicants to serve on the Planning Commission. Erickson says they need two, one to replace retiring Adam Strawn and the other to replace Steve Joyce, who was elected to City Council. It's a 2-page application, he says, that needs to be returned by January 14th. He says the other 5 commissioners, Laura Susser, Melissa Band, Doug Tim, John Phillips, and Preston Campbell, have all agreed to reapply. He says given that, he expects the council to reappoint them.
The Planning Commission in its current form and the new members that come on are exceptionally well trained in land use. They have a staff of 8 that can discuss all the technical issues of all the land use issues inside the city, plus the ongoing policy issues of transportation, energy, transit, walkability, housing, all the other policy issues. That's the difference at the Planning Commission. These folks are well trained to review land use.
He says if the city doesn't come to an agreement with Treasure or residents vote down the $24 million bond in November, a new Planning Commission will be able to jump in where they left off before the proposed settlement plan was released.
We can certainly bring new commissioners up to speed. I think the hardest part for a commissioner, if they want to apply, is you need to step out of your personal role and you need to get into a role that represents the best interests of the city as you understand them.
That's Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson. Again, the Planning Commission meeting Wednesday starting early at 3:30. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.